We on Simen Reish Pei Aleph, towards the end of the Simen. The Rama says, V'yesh laharir ulahanim bizmirais, when we're speaking about the davening, shachris, one should be marich, and say with aneimis, the zmirais, vein limchais bemarich, and one should not protest if the shatz is marich, afal pi she'amoyche mechaven mishambitl teire, even though the person who's protesting, he would like to get out of shul 20 minutes earlier, so he could have more time to learn. Afal pikein, there's a time for everything. And Shabbos is a time for to be marich b'ne'ima, to say the words with a nigun, with a ne'imus. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Ulahanim hainu la'amram benigun sheyesh boi ni'imo. Kain sho'isin bepsukei de zimre. Avoloi laharech harbe, it does not mean that the shots should be marech a lot. Ukvar ifligo Hakadmoinim Bignus Amishoirim Amarichim, the Kadmoinim Taine on the Chazonim that are Marich, Umafridim Ois Mechavoto, they're Marich, and it comes out they separate in the same word, one letter from another letter. Viseva mechavoto, in one word from another word, that means as long as the nigan shims, it's okay. Even it's the sacrifice of the content. Uviyaisa mota kilkul ayyade haniguinim besiyam habroche, shoinim hakol omen. There's a kilkul. The Nigunim can bring about that there's a kilkul by the end of the broche when the call answers Amen. Lefamim oinin koidim sheyisayim mamish habroche. So sometimes it could be, that means, for example, that you have a very good chance, he's saying shalom, and he's saying shaw, and the ilm is saying oh, and the shaw and the oh go together, but Rahman and Etzlan, this is called an omein chatufa. That means one is not permitted to answer omein until he finishes the bracha. So he can say the shaw and the loim, and then you say Amen. But don't accompany the chazan when he's saying the shah, you should say no. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes they finish the bracha, or it's time already to say Amen, but the chazan is still in the middle of singing. So here in Dirshu he brings down, for example, by Kaddish, Damiran Ba'olma, as long as he says Damiran Ba'olma, then he says V'im Ro'amein. So you're supposed to say Amen. So theoretically, after Damiran Ba'olma, you can answer Amen already. And he's in the middle of saying V'im Ro'amein, V'im Ro'amein, and we're waiting for him to finish the Amen. So that's a hefsik between the Amen and Damiran Ba'olma. That means after Damiran Ba'olma, or Bizman Korev, that is the end already, and one should say Amen then. So even though he's Marich, and he's saying five times Ve'imru, so when he'll answer is Amen, he can expect someone to say something, but everyone will be quiet because they said it. much before, and that's what it should be said. So kaponim, the nigunim have a pshat, but everything has a seder. Yeah. Ve'in limchis b'marich b'em, omikom okim, yesh li zoyer ma'oid. That means one is davening with an emos, and it's very Shabbosic and beautiful, but yesh li zoyer ma'oid, shlei laver z'man krishme utfile al yedezev. That means, but if the price of the ne'imis, if you have a beautiful kale ordain, but because of the kale ordain that you have, and the oilam is nesoira, so you're going to hapas z'man krishme. Z'man krishme is a quarter after nine, and now it's 9:10, so then the kelodim should be said very quickly in order to make the z'man krishme. Amikomokim ishizomai shloilavir z'man krishme usvila al yedezeh. And here he brings down in the Sharetzion, Umutiv lispalo biyichidi milikrois lispalo sholei bizmanei. So we have here achro from the Mishnah Berurah. If you only have a minion that davens late, so it's better to daven biyichidis and to say krishme bizman krishme and tvile bizman tvile than to daven with a minion. Now let us just finish the Loshna Ramah. Mikomokim b'Shabbos v'yomtov lo yarech, even though there's Indian of Ne'imos, or lo yarech yoyse midai k'dei sheyoichlu k'oidem shoshishis k'dlu kamatsum en reish peches, one should not be a misane in Shabbos. Simen reish pei beis kriyas ha-toyre v'hamafter b'Shabbos v'boi zayin sifim. Sif Aleph. Moitzin Sefer Torah, we'll take out a Sefer Torah, v'toyrin by Shiva, the Shiva Kruyim in Shabbos, v'imrota, and if they want, lohoisev, moisev, one can make a surface in Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh loimar berich shemei b'psichas ha'orim. One should say Berich Shemei, which is Azoyer and Parshas Vayakel, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. That Berich Shemei should be said by Psichas Ha'orin. Now, B'Psichas Ha'orin is very unclear, and there are two Minhogim. It is Kedai to mention the Shari Ephraim, who's the Machaber from the Shari Tshuvin, the Mate Ephraim, writes, Sheyesh lahaschil laoimroi bisho shemoitzien esefer hatoire mehorin. So the Shari Ephraim and Ramosha Zetshuva Sunigas Moshe also, that you say in the Mashmois of the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh is when you're taking out the Sefer Torah, should say Berich Shemei. So the Mashmois is when you take out the Sefer Torah. Not you say Berich Shemei and then you take out the Sefer Torah. Number one, when you take out the Sefer Torah, that is. And but there's others, but Ramosha says, Ein limchois b'neigim la'imroi koidem l'chein. Those who say it before and then they take out the Sefer Torah is Eich Nishkefelech. And others have a minig in Kafachayim, Sefer Dachachayim, Shom, that Bedavke, they say it first, and then they take out the Sefer Torah. Agavuche, Berich Shemei can be said till they open up the Sefer Torah Kalenin. That means this man starts either from Psichas Ha'orein or it's a Sefer Torah, and it can be said till they open up the Sefer Torah Kalenin. Fine, that's one thing. V'anoisein Sefer Torah v'hamekabloi. And the one who gives the Sefer Torah and the one who receives the Sefer Torah, Torah sheyehei biyamin, it should be in the right hand. says here, and that's the mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah, that there should be one person should take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh and then give it to the Shatz. That proof is a Kovet HaTorah. We find in the Mishnah of Yume, when they brought the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol, that Kufa was a Kovet that it was handed to the Kohen Gadol to Lehim. So it is a Kovet, not that the Shatz should take it out himself. There's a Bezunder Kovet to take out the Sefer Torah, and then there's a Indian to give it to the Shatz. And this shows
the person being right in your left piece.
Oh, now he's going to mention this right now. So, he speaks about it right now. Afilu, he's a lefty, he should hold it in the right, should hold it with the right hand. Gemine techabkeni. Or Bimine Eshta Sloma, so it seems that you don't look at Yamin the day, you look at the Yamin the Alma. The Kohen boy, and you lane, seven Kohen be mitzvah me divrei seifrim, vihi takone kedume mi Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, Moshe Kosu besimen kufla metei, ayin sham b'mishnah Berurah. Shiva. Hine, bisman ha Mishneh hoi aminik, sharishe shebekruyim bisman the Mishneh, the Seda Kriya was as follows. The first oile hoiim aborich abroche lefoneo, va'achrein hoiim aborich abroche lacher, there was one broche rishoine, there were seven oilem. The first oile said ashebroch abono, the last oile, and the other oilem came up, and either they leaned themselves, or they were called up, they were noila, but they did not make a special broche. Va'achinoyim mevoich ha-broche lachem, va'emtsoyim, and those who were in the middle, kulon hayu yoitin bibirchosan, they were yoitin with the broche rishoine and the broche achoine. ואחר כך בזמן הגמור הסכינו שכל אחד ימורך לפנר לאחר כמי שנוג היום בין בן סבאי והתקונה מורחרס בזמן חזר that everyone makes their own ברוכה. ואם רוצה, so now we said that there is a minimum of שבע אילים and if they want it could be מייסף. ויש אומרים שהיום שכל אחד מהקרויים מבורך לפונר לאחר, since nowadays the oilem, each oilem makes a broche, אין כדאי להוסיף להרבה בברוכס. So it is not כדאי to be marbe bebrochis, that means Mishloim bezman chazal. So the ribui ha'olam was not mesavav ribui habrochis, but bezmanenu, since each oile makes brochis, so it's others hold it's like a brochish ain't etzrich, it's not necessary, so it's not kedai to make a sophist. Ah, b'mokim ha'tzorech, k'dein chasanen, yeva chasanen, so there's a lot of mishtatvim, oi bris milim, b'chol ki agavne, ein lochush lozeh, and then that means b'derech klal, one should not make the Seder should be with a sofis. The Seder should be seven kruim. But if the occasion arises that there is a need to make a sofis, so one could make a sofis and not worry about it. Moisif, but there's another cheshbon of Teire Chatzibo. Ubimokim sheyesh lochish litar umois, eize noshim shleikru lahem la Teire. But if it's going to be two grumblers. They'll be from the people came for the Simcha. They came all the way from Barplak to Monsi for the Simcha, and you don't give them an aliyah. It's they're grumbling. They have palumis, and the kehilah in shul, they're usually out of the shul 10:30, and now it's they're making a lot of a sofis. So what does one do? How is one machia this problem? So people shouldn't have tarumas that they won't call up the Torah. We make a surface. Ain't so it would not be bozer. Kasvu ha'achoinim, the b'shabes shekeirin shtei parashiyes. A Shabbos that there's two parashiyos, yesh likrois minyan chatziya kruyim me'ashive b'chol sedra. So we should, each sedra, we should give an equal amount of oilim. That means there should be 3.5 oilim by the first sedra and 3.5 oilim by the second sedra. The hainu shakoyre alahorevi ktas me'aseda harishin or me'aseda sheni shloishim sukim al kaponim. Vein lochush b'meshe yosef ala shiva b'seda sheni. That means even though that when you make a sofer, so the sofer will be in the second parsha, even the ancient chiyuv in adin lohisim, so it's not called we are being maxim the second parsha more than the first parsha. Now, let us go back to the Rama. The Mechaber says, the Mechaber said, "Vimrotz lohisiv meisiv by Shabbos." Hago, so the Rama says, "Vuhu adin biyomter muta lohisiv al minyan hakruim." This is the Rambam, the Chuvis Maram, by Shosef. But by Yomter, we can also make a sofes. V'yesh oimrim, now the Rama says, the Yomter ain't lohisiv. Yomter, you should not be meisiv. Fakir Pabkufa is the Cheshivis of Shabbos, that Shabbos would make a sofes. And the Yomter, there should not be a sofes. V'chein noagu b'mdinei seilu. The minig is like this, that we do not make a sofes in Yom Tov milvad b'simchas Torah. B'simchas Torah shemoysif in harbe u'yamoysif harbe. That means that we make a lot of a sofes that everyone should have the opportunity to be oilu l'Torah and simchas Torah. Gam b'chol yontev ein mavtirin miminyan hakruim kibbalakamon. That means in yontev, the mavtir is not from the chumish oilim, it's from a different sefer Torah. The mavtir is from the kabonis hayoim. Zot mishnah brure, ein lo hoisef. One should not be meisef in Yom Tov. Ushechal Yom Tov b'Shabbos. What is if it's Yom Tov and Shabbos? L'kul alma muta lohisiv al shivik may b'shar Shabbos ashone. Dechi b'shvil shenitoise by kedushas Yom Tov nigra mimeno hamayla d'shar Shabbos. Shabbos has a mayla That's the chashivas of Shabbos, one could be meisiv, so if it's Yom Tov also, it doesn't lose its chashivas. Ah! Shechal yom ha-kippurim b'Shabbos, toiv lechatchilem sheloi lohoisiv al shive, one should not be meisiv, mishum sheroshi ha-parshis mechuvonim, shemesaimim b'mili dechapora. Like this, the kriya, Yom HaKippurim, each parsha ends with Inyan of Kapporim, so it'd be kedai not to be Moisef. Milvad b'simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we make a sofes. Dechidei sheyiske kolechon likrei b'Torah b'ei siyam HaTorah. Ukmei adino keroi v'apreiskim Shematirim lahisif biyontif. That means we asoyim acharoyf proiskim that hold that we're not meisif, that mikanim want to be meisif in yontif. Ein amaftirin in the yontif, the mafter is from not from the Chamisha Oilim, so it's the Loma, the Lamavta, Koyre, Parshe, Bifnei Atzmoy, Bechoyvas Hayoim. Mizem a Mele Gam Kein Raya, the Naktina, the Dina Kederi, Shoyne, the Beyonta, Mutal Oysa, Vaminyan Akruim, Uchsel, Kamon. Because the mafter is not from the Chamisha Kruim, so it seems it's a Hesofer. Now, Sif Beis. Mutter Likrois Oilim Harbe, Af Alpi Shekoroze, Ma Shekoroze, Vuchoizere Mevorech, Ein Bekachlum. That means we can call a second oile to lean over what the first oile lane. It makes a broch and broch ishein and broch achein. And there's no problem. That's what the Mechaber holds. V'yeish oisrim. And others hold that this is also. V'chein nagu bimdinais eilu. We do not lean over what we had leaned. Chut mi b'simchas Torah, shenogu laharbeis pekum, we go back to the Zayis HaBrochi, you go back to Zayis HaBrochi, you lean and lean over and over again. V'nogu kisvore rishoyne, then in Simchas Torah, we hold like the for like the Das HaMechaber, we lean over again. And also by Chalamoid and Chanukah, we have that the Klos Oilo lanes what we leaned previously, the first and second Oilo. By Chanukah also he goes back. That means where we don't have an eight, we are Soymer on the first day that we can lean over what had previously been leaned. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein mikach klum. That is no problem. One can lean over the same kriya that was leaned for the previous oile. Umikol bokeim, ein oile min aminyan. That means that we need Shiva Kruyim. You cannot lay three psukim and lay over again the three psukim and we'll make seven Kruyim and finish will be Eisa with that. That which you lained over, which is previous lained, is you can do it according to the Mechaber, but it's not Oila Minaminyan. That means the Kruyim Amuchuyovim have to lay different kriyas, not the same kriya. Zum loisha hoise vil chola poche, shnei psukim ama shekora rishin, the oz, the yevid oilo leminyan. Then if he leaned what the rishin leaned, and he was loisha two psukim, or preferably three psukim, so then it's a different. Then one can be yaitse. Ochmeshen kosa besev simen kuf lamedzayin. Chutz mi b'simchas Torah, simchas Torah, we do this. We lean over and over again. Yesh oimrim, dehu adin b'chasaneh. By a chasaneh also, we do this abu min agenu shloi likroi b'zem ha-shekoro k'vayachot af b'chasaneh. Levad b'simchas Torah noyegim k'ramo. Only in Simchas Torah we have this minig that we lean over again. Steve Gimel, Hakel Oilem Leminyan Shiva, for the Shiva Kruyim, Hakel Oilem Afilo Isha, Vekotn Sheyedei Lemimiv Olchim. Aber that's me ikeradin, aber omru chachomim, isha loy sikra betzibo mibnei knoit atzibo. That's a imla me ikeradin. She's oila, and it's mashlum the shiva kruim, but Chazal said that she should not lain, it's not a knoit atzibo for an isha to be oila. Ago, the elu, and that what we said, that an isha and a cotton me'ikar adin can be oila, is dafke mitstalfen leminyan akruyim. That means not we can have seven kanim. We can have in the seven oilim, we can have one or two ktanim, but roiv has to be midoilim. It's only mitzarev to the shiva. Avoloishe kulam noshim oiktanim. V'din eviknani k'din isha. An eviknani is a din of an isha, which is mikadin is oilim. Aval im imoy mi Yisrael, it seems the father was an Eviknani and the mother was Abbas Yisrael, mutar lalois, so that he is a din of Yisrael, so there's no problem whatsoever. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
That is book, yes.
What was Ketanim? Noshim Samanam. The Mahabha Gufa says, Abul Amru Chachomim Isha Leisikra B'Sim Nekvedes. We'll see by Ketanim also, the meaning is also in that Kaira only from after with Kaira Ketanim. That we'll see Mishnah Berurah. Leminyan Shiva. Avoloi leminyan shloisha. This is only on Shabbos. Avoy la Shabbos kos avoy duadin leminyan abo chamisha shisha. Also, you can't be mitzaref a cotton. Shesh barosh chodesh is dalet v'yomtev desay v'yem kippurim gam ken ein oilo. The cotton, and the cotton is oilo. V'av im ein shom koyin Ella cotton. But if you only have a koyin that is a cotton, this koyin oisoi, say he's mitzarev. That is a shitas radbaz. Vidas amogin avrom shenonu mechiyomu lekoisoi. You do not call a cotton koyin. Why? So he says, amogin this. The mitzvahs asay the vikidashtoi, the reason we are magdim a koyin is because there's a mitzvah v'kidashtoi. V'kidashtoi leinema al koyin kotun, doksiv keslechem eleikecho hu makriv. The pasuk gives a reason. Why is there an inyan to be mechabed a koyin? V'kidashtoi mona rishena. The whole thing is because ki eslechem aleikecho makrif, because he is the one that's makrif korbonis. That's the Morgan Avraham, but since a cotton cannot be makrif korbonis, so there's no inyan v'kidashtoi. So therefore, you do not give a koyin cotton koyin, because see, there's no inyan v'kidashtoi. In Sharetzion, he brings down the kasha of Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege asks on the Morgan Avraham that we find Balmum is also, it cannot be makriv. There's still a din v'kidashtoi. So you see, the v'kidashtoi is not dependent on the lechem alekecho who makriv. This is Rabbi Kivege's Akasha and the Morgan Avraham.
The calling that could be makriv.
The Gogol.
But that's even a 14-year-old song.
It seems like that. It seems like that if he'd be a Gogol, he could be makriv. Yeah, yeah. As long as he's a Gogol. It seems he's a meat of a cotton. The cotton lav baravedo. V'chein noyagim b'yomeinu. That's the minig by us. Shekshein b'veis ha'knesses koyin shuben yud gimul shone. There's no koyin, and it's a godu. Koyin Yisrael b'mokrim koyin, afilu yeshem koyin cotton. Even though there's a koyin cotton, you call it Yisrael. V'yoysem izeh noigim kahayoyim, shem koyin cotton klal l'shem aliyah. We don't call a koyin for any aliyah. That's the minig bismaneinu. Afilu in kvar nishlam minyan akruim. Afilu we had 7 kruim already. Af al vikain, the minig is we do not call a cotton. Elo lamashka. Kosav amogin avrom b'shem meseches seifrim shanoshim af al pi shen chayoves b'salme teirem mikol mokim chayoves lishmoya kriyas seifer kanoshim. Amoyenike chumre of the Mogen Avrom, it's a mesecht seifrim, that the women, even though they're proto from Talmud teirem, but the mechuyim to listen to kriyas teirem. Zok the Mishnah Brure, vein noigis lizoya bazeh. But the meaning is that women do not listen to kriyas haTorah. Adarabe, yesh mekoyme shen noigis hanoshim lotzeis chutz ba'is haKriya. They leave the shul, they're there for davening. When it comes to kriyas haTorah, they leave. So he brings down to Rabbi Yashim. Rabbi Yashim said, "What pshat m'sech to seifrim?" Said the noshim amachuyev and mayos the minig is that the noshim leaks. So Rabbi Yashim wants to say, could be bisman of the m'sech to seifrim. The women understood they understood the kriya, or there was a meturgim in. They understood the Meturgimen, so they understood what is being read by Kriya Sateja. So then there was an Indian for the women to remain. But so Rabbi Yashi says, Bismaneinu, everybody, Akshadore, the women understand, they go to Beishakev or Sal Kotonim, he says, and they also, then they have to, then they should stay by Kriya Satire. He says, but if a woman doesn't understand, so he says, and she comes late, So it's better for her to daven till the shachris when they're learning the Torah. She shouldn't pass this man shachris, and if she doesn't understand what they're learning, so then we have this minig that they don't listen side to side. So a kabbonim she could daven them. Look up till this man shachris for everyone. It's only but the evidence. And so she didn't have this, she could have lay them. Yeah, she idea lamima volchem. When we call volchem, and yochel liois makre esoilim, that means, here we said, the machaber said, that a cotton is oile laminian shivet. In the Kolmokim in Yochel Liyos Makre Esoilin, the Hainu Shehu Yikre Bekoil Rom, but he should be the Balkoire, Besefer Teire. Voilam Oimre Machel Belachas, Voilam Doso Oile Oimre Achel Belachas, Vochol Hatsibo Yoyoyts Medechemosam Bishmi Mimenu Ashiyo Vishtei Saris, Mishu Ben Yud Gimur Shone, Bechazok Yishay Vishtei Saris, Linyan Zek. Fine. So he says that wool that we have over here is that the cotton could be oil himself, but he should not be the Baal Teure for the Tzibur. So the Prima Godem asks, this is a Mogen Avron. So the Prima Godem asks, he doesn't understand what he says, Bisman Chazal, when the cotton was oiler, if the cotton, he lained the Torah also. So he says, what? So the Prima Godem asks on the Mogen Avrom. So how can you say a cotton can be a Baal Torah? Bisman Chazal, the cotton was a Baal Torah. He lained what he was oiler. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shaar Tzion, and he says, it's no kasher. The takono was a kodlis mitzaref. Mitzaref means one cotton, two ktanim, but the kriye miklaluso could be yeah, two kriyas from ktanim. But the kriye miklaluso was not through ktanim, was through gdolim. In Tziruf, they said that you can have one oila, two oilim, you can have a cotton, but that's, but here the one Lamorim holds that he should be the only balkoire, bad not, umi kombokin. But he says, amir di kechidish, she'ein shom koire acher. We do not have another balkoire. So we have two alternatives. Either the cotton will be the balkoire, or you can go from Shachris to Musaf. There won't be any trees at all. That means either you have a cotton that knows that's a balkoire, or you won't have a trees at all. But this battle a kriya legamri, Mistape Capri Megodim, the Evshel, the Yesl Hotel Boyfriends, Afilum Lehavia, Dainstay Saris, the Hain Beder Hahem Behuches Kis, Hatera, Mako Gam came Beshas Hatrak. That means if the only way one could have a Kriya Satera is only by a cotton lining, we can use a cotton for a balkoire. Now it says, the Ramah said, "Avoloishi kulam noshim oiktanim." That is zicha also a rubom. That means a roiv has to be gedolim. And every knani is like an isha. Imay mi Yisrael does have a lay Yisrael malye v'chay b'chalam mitzvus. Now, Dr. Moweiter, the also likrois v'roish migulem. Now, a person is over the Torah, he should not lay v'roish migulem. Now, I'd like to mention Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says, what does it mean he shouldn't lay v'roish migulem? So the Oruch HaShulchan says, imloi b'kisui gomu. His head has to be covered properly. Mafulu yeshloi kisui kal. He has a kapel on his head. But the dalia l'toire is kemoi b'tzvile, like he's davening Shemen Esre, b'tzorech oi koiva, either a hat, that what it says, Roish Megula, means he should have a proper covering. That means a kapel is not enough, either a talis or a hat. That's how the Oruch HaShulchan says pshat, and this is a more. But also, likreis Roish Megula. The Mishnah Berurah says, Roish Megula, I know a filo who cotton. And here the Chiddush is, even though Ktanim, Bismarck Chazal didn't wear kaplach at all, Rein Kotn Shul Pecheyach, Pecheyach means he's not dressed properly, Tahainu Shem God of Kruyim, Uzrayoysam, Uchseif of Megulim, he's not properly covered, his clothing is torn, and you can see part of his body, so he's not allowed to be able to tell you. Also, the Kruyisay Litayah. Now let us finish the Ramos. Vein osa, vein isa likreis am ha'oretz nichbad osher ugdeil hadeir lifnei Talmud Chochem. That means ki ein ze bezoin le Talmud Chochem rak kovid la teire shem ischabedes panoshim gdeilam. Now, and umams a mutalalas will say, Vitoy Vainlel Semen Kumslamet Bov, Piseida Kruyim, mutalalas a chai becholamitzri, Shebetere Kishar Ish Yisrael. A mamza is only if he's a Yisrael, if he's a Kohen. So since he's also lovely Bekol, he doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna also, so you can't call him for a Kohen. Now there's a whole tumul to call a Machal Shabbos. You can give him an aliyim. So it's very interesting. The Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Wamachnam, and they said one should not call them for the, shouldn't call them. And they explained to them that they need certain qualifications which they don't possess. But it's very interesting, the Chazaynish in this title of Wameko, they said as long as they're Maminim, they're not Kaifrim, they're Mumbal Teyovim, because of. So therefore, but you're allowed to call them, and about the Gibis, you're allowed to call them. Not from the Shiva Kriyim afterwards.
Well, also, Mangav Moshe has to call them.
What?
Yes, this way they call that the people, therefore.
Well, the Akinikshanish was much gringer, and Akinikshanish will be much gringer, Mustama. Here we're talking about Mustama to another Akinikshanish, and, but Al Kapon, it was so interesting, the Chazanish was Michael and the Stipler were Michael. And if he is your site, all Sinkin Kori were Michael. Seems Rav Moshe was not so makeable by this.
The school has been.